Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tomorrow's sermon really must be about the 40 martyrs. It's appropriate. They're very important saints of the Church, one of the rare Palaiologos feasts of the Great Lent. So today, you will receive the usual fourth Sunday admonition as a sermon. It will be short. When we begin Great Lent, brothers and sisters, it seems to us to be a great journey, a journey which will never end. But as soon as we begin it, it passes by in the twinkling of an eye. We, on the other hand, live in denial. The third Sunday passes by, the midway point of Great Lent. There's plenty of time still left, we say to ourselves. The Wednesday, right after that, we begin to invoke during the pre-sanctified liturgy, we have the special petitions for those who are about to be illumined on Holy Saturday. Oh, still, you know, there's plenty of time left. Now we have finished the last of the memorial Saturdays. We have to stop saying there's plenty of time left, because there's not plenty of time left. The time is flying by. In fact, Great Lent passes more quickly, I think, than the rest of the year. Perhaps this is because the Lord lets us understand a little bit what eternity will be like when we are making such a sincere spiritual struggle, or when we are denying making such a sincere spiritual struggle. The Lord helps us to understand that we should not put off for tomorrow what we can do today. And brothers and sisters, the time to start our spiritual struggle has not passed. Of course, it's ideal if we begin at the beginning of Lent. But Orthodox Christians that we are, we tend to be late. We are late to most appointments, and we sometimes are late even to Great Lent. However, this Sunday, tomorrow, is not the last, but the second to the last of the Sundays of Great Lent. This coming week, we will serve the great standing of Andrew, where we read the entire penitential canon and the life of St. Mary of Egypt. The time is passing by quickly, brothers and sisters. Just after that, the Sunday of Mary of Egypt. And just after that, Great Lent ends. On the Friday, right before Palm Sunday, Great Lent is over. And we begin a new Lenten period. That Lenten period called Holy Week or Passion Week. So brothers and sisters, for some of us, that seems far away. There's still plenty of time. But we have to stop saying that. There is not. There is not plenty of time. In fact, we should perhaps ask God if he would give us a little more. Maybe we could extend the Lenten period for a couple of weeks this year. I don't believe that the bishop would bless it, but nonetheless, it would not be bad for our souls to have a little bit more time to repent, a little bit more time to struggle. So brothers and sisters, be apostles of this message. Bring it to all others. Remind them that the beautiful weekday services will soon be over. Soon we will be standing here and it will be Pascha. And yes, we will rejoice. But in a way, there is a tinge always of, maybe not regret, but longing. Longing for that time when together as a spiritual family, we struggle. We struggle together, sometimes we struggle against each other, but we struggle. And with God's help, we move closer to the heavenly kingdom. Let's not miss this opportunity, brothers and sisters. Let's enjoin ourselves the holy and great Lent and use the little time that we have left to repent, to struggle against the sins that the Lord so mercifully shows to us at this time of year. Are you more tempted during Great Lent? These are the sins which our Lord is mercifully showing us during this time of year. The Lord is unlikely to call you on the phone or send you an email saying, please work on these sins. Rather, he allows you to be tempted with your greatest weaknesses so that they can come out into the open. When they hide amongst the rocks, it is very hard to crush them. But when they are out in front of our eyes, if we do not deny that it is us that we are looking at, then, brothers and sisters, we can fight them. So let us do that. Let us make a sincere effort and ask God's help. For as he is showing us these sins, certainly he will also help us to fight against them. but we must begin the struggle. Let us do that, brothers and sisters. Let us not let another day pass by without enjoining the struggle, that struggle which will prepare us so worthily for the resurrection of our Lord. Amen.